The federal court has ordered a group of internet providers to hand over the personal details of their customers who allegedly downloaded the film Dallas Buyers Club. The legal case is the first of its kind in Australia. It's known as II Dallas because the provider II Net was fighting against the order. It will mean the copyright owners of the Dallas Buyers Club can now send letters to the people who downloaded the film without permission, asking them to pay up. Will Ockenden reports.
Until today, they were anonymous internet users, happily using BitTorrent to download a film or two without any worry at all. But this afternoon, the federal court handed down a decision which will send chills down the back of Australians who dabble in online piracy.
Well, our clients took this action because the copyright in their property has been infringed in a wholesale way, and they're taking these actions to redress that.
In its decision today, the federal court has ordered a group of ISPs to hand over the names and addresses of 4,726 internet subscribers. The subscribers are customers of ISPs, which include IINet and its subsidiaries Internode and Adam Internet, along with Dodo and Amnet Broadband. Dallas Buyers Club says those 4,500 or so customers downloaded the Oscar-winning movie without permission, infringing its copyright. Michael Bradley is from Mark Lawyers in Sydney, and he represented Dallas Buyers Club in court.
The next step is identifying the users. What we do after that hasn't been decided.
Michael Bradley says it sets a good precedent.
It establishes the entitlement to obtain the information that we were seeking, and that is a precedent that will be available to any other copyright owner.
But the case is not a huge win for the Dallas Buyers Club. The rights owners will have to pay for the costs of the application of the discovery order and the costs of the ISPs who fought against it. The other reason it's not a slam dunk for the Dallas Buyers Club is because there are some strict conditions attached. One is to protect customer privacy. The other is court approval for any letter that may be sent from Dallas Buyers Club to those 4,726 people.
Any letter that's to be sent to individuals will be provided to the court in draft.
The second condition for court approval of the letters is to protect against the practice known as speculative invoicing. The letter approval process is something the Dallas Buyers Club didn't want to have to worry about. Its lawyers argued against such a condition during the trial. Overseas, the practice of speculative invoicing has been widely used, and there are fears it will soon start happening in Australia. Rights holders send letters to people accused of copyright infringement, demanding large upfront payments or threaten to sue. The aim of the game is to make as much money as possible on the upfront payments rather than through damages via the court process. Adult entertainment companies in particular have used the practice of speculative invoicing, calculating that most people would rather settle out of court than be sued for downloading pornography. Michael Bradley again.
I don't expect that what happens in Australia will substantially reflect some of what's happened overseas. There's no reason to assume that.
Today's decision is the start of a long process for the ISPs, their customers, and the Dallas Buyers Club. There's another trip to court in a few weeks to thrash out the details, especially around costs. It's unlikely the ISPs will hand over anything until their legal bills have been paid. Then it's up to the Dallas Buyers Club to work out its next move.
Certainly Australia is one of the jurisdictions with the highest rate of unauthorised downloading, and this is a first step from a copyright owner to try to change that balance.
It's unlikely this decision will be appealed. So in the end, the big question from today is whether or not this is the beginning of individuals being sued for copyright infringement in Australia. At the moment, customers who downloaded Dallas Buyers Club via other large ISPs like Optus and Telstra are safe, but the precedent means that could quickly change. But suing customers doesn't look good, and it doesn't come cheap. And the legal bar for a successful copyright infringement case is much higher than today's court case. There's the pesky requirement to show that it's caused damage and to prove that it was the subscriber who downloaded the film and not someone else who happened to be using that internet connection.
Will Ockenden.